Hello.
Good evening, my name is Jefferson. I'm calling from Opinions Research. This evening, we are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we would like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, do you or does any member of your household work for a radio or television station, a newspaper, an advertising agency, a media organization, or work or volunteer on a political campaign?
No.
Gracias. Antes de continuar,
No, English, please, English.
Okay, perfecto. In what language would you prefer to conduct this interview? Just English, right?
English.
All right. Thinking ahead to this November, which of the following best describe how would you vote in the general elections for presidents, U.S. Senate, or Florida State Legislature on Tuesday, November the 5th? I'm going to be reading the options. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I'm not very likely to vote.
Definitely, I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, or not registered?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? White, Anglo, Hispanic, African, American Black, Asian American?
American Black.
All right, thank you. What is your age? Between 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over
65? Which is the second one? Which is the second one?
36 to 45.
36 to 45.
All right, thank you. Just one moment, please. Generally speaking, would you say things in the city of Miami are going in the right direction, or are they off on the wrong track?
The right direction.
All right, thank you. From the following list, which issue should your local elected officials in Miami focus on most to help you on your family? We have growth and overdevelopment, property insurance costs, affordable housing, crime and neighborhood safety, traffic and congestion, flooding, sea level rise and environmental rising, inflation and the cost of things like gas and groceries, corruption in city government.
Inflation, cost of gas and groceries.
Thank you. You will now be given a list of some public officials in Miami and across the country that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. So, first one, Miguel Gabela.
Never heard of him. No opinion. I've never heard of him.
Okay. Kristen King.
Never heard of him.
Daniel Levine Cava.
Negative opinion.
Okay. Just as you said, negative opinion, so we have somewhat unaffordable or very unaffordable?
Somewhat.
Thank you. Kamala Harris.
Negative. Extremely.
Okay. Joe Carollo.
No opinion.
Thank you. Damian Pardo?
Never heard of him. Or her. Never heard of that person.
Francis Suarez?
Favorable opinion.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very.
All right. Thank you. Donald Trump?
Very favorable.
Thank you. Manolo Reyes?
No opinion.
Aileen Higgins?
Negative. What is it? Very negative opinion.
Yeah. Okay. Someone unfavorable or very unfavorable?
Very unfavorable.
Thank you. Let me now move forward to the next question. If the elections for president were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Kamala Harris, the Democratic candidate?
Donald Trump.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Donald Trump, the Republican candidate?
Definitely.
Thank you. When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes local ballot referendums that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about three local ballot referendums that may be on your ballot this November. Afterwards, please indicate if you will vote yes in favor or the referendum or not against the referendum. The first referendum is called a charter amendment to require continuous resident, immediately president qualifying for major in city commissioner, and the ballot question reads, shall section 4 of the city charter be amended to require continuous residency in the district enacted at the time of qualifying for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for city commissioner and require continuous residence in the city of Miami for a minimum of 1 year immediately preceding qualifying for candidates running for mayor. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting yes in favor?
Probably.
Thank you. The second referendum is called Partial Convenience for Revised Development of 1111 Para Jungle Trail Watson Island. And the ballot question reads, shall Miami's charter be amended authorizing sale and or lease of 5.4 acres on Watson Island based upon fair market value of $135 million to an acreage license Miami LLC for residential and commercial uses pursuant to applicable zoning, waiving building and requirement, returning 13 acres to city to construct new public waterfront park on the coast to city, canceling existing tent park and hotel lease and contributing $15 million for affordable housing infrastructure and other public benefits. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor or of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Honestly, I don't know. So I'll have to do research on that one.
Okay, no problem. All right, if you had to choose today, just to confirm, if you had to choose today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
No.
Okay. The third referendum is called Chartered Amendment to Revise Mixed Use Leases on Watson Island, and the ballot question reads, shall City Charter be amended to revise existing lease at 888 MacArthur Causeway itself? Sell 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant for fair market value of no less than $25 million. Reduce several development exempt terms 24 years, waive bidding and authorize at no cost of the city. $9 million contribution to affordable housing plus infrastructure. Timeshare units becomes condominiums. Mixed uses to include office and expanded public waterfront and pedestrian premium along Biscayne Bay. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Probably not.
Okay. Thank you. And would you say you're definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably no.
Okay. Thank you. The remaining of the service will focus on the third referendum on Watson Island that you were just asked about. You will now be given some specific components of this proposal. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each. Allowing previously approved timeshare residences to be condominiums.
Yes.
All right. Is strongly approved or somewhat approved?
Somewhat approved.
Thank you. Selling 3.2 acres of leased property to tenant at appreciated fair market value?
No, disapprove.
Somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Somewhat disapprove.
Thank you. Expanding the public waterfront and pedestrian permanent along Biscayne Bay?
Approve.
I strongly approve or someone approve?
Someone approve.
Thank you. All have no cost to the city or taxpayers?
The city.
Are you strongly approved? Someone approve?
Someone approve.
All right, thank you. Reducing the overall amount of development.
If I'm for reducing the overall amount of development?
That's right. Are you strongly approved? Someone approved? Someone disapproved or strongly disapproved?
Approved.
Okay, thank you. A $9 million contribution to affordable housing?
Approved.
Thank you. Allowing office space to be included?
Approved.
Thank you. Let me move forward now to the next question. Just allow me one moment. Well, now you will know, you will now be giving a more detailed description of this proposal. This proposal would update an already voter approved mixes of Pride and Watson Island. The already approved project includes a marina, two hotels, shops and restaurants, and a waterfront promenade, and will result in less than overall development, meaning that there will be a reduction in the amount of commercial and retail space and fewer hotel rooms than voters had previously approved. The proposal will allow for some office space for to support the shops and restaurants and allow approved pension residences to be condominiums. The updated proposal will result in over $1 billion of additional tax revenue to the city of Miami. The project also includes a number of public benefits, including hiring preference for city residences, $9 million of a new funding for affordable housing, and an expansion of the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to allow better public access along Biscayne Bay. This project is privately funded, meaning no city dollars will be used. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or no against this referendum?
Yes.
Thank you. Just give me one moment. And regardless of your position, what is the one thing you like most about what you just heard?
I don't know.
It's fine. Just give me one moment, please. Let me just get this and move to the next question. Just hold on. All right, perfect. You will now be given some statements against this proposal on Watson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, someone's convincing, not too convincing, or not all convincing as a reason to vote no against this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. Let me just start with the first one. There has been far too much development in Miami over the last few years. We need to limit development and private precious waterfront land, not build any more hotels and shops that the average Miami resident cannot afford.
I strongly agree with that.
You said agree, correct?
I agree with the statement. What was the options again?
I'm sorry. It should be very convincing, somewhat convincing.
Very convincing.
Okay. Thank you. Next one. This proposal is not for Miami residents. It is a luxury hotel and condo project for the wealthy that average Miami residents will not be able to afford.
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal is just another example of big developers trying to buy influence and corrupting city hall with the pet projects that line their own pockets.
Very convincing.
Thank you. This proposal will increase traffic between the city of Miami mainland and Miami Beach on the MacArthur Causeway, which is already a big problem for local residents and commuters.
Very convincing.
Thank you. Let me move forward now. You will now be giving some statements in favor of this proposal on Webson Island. Afterwards, please indicate whether the argument is very convincing, somewhat convincing, not too convincing, or not well convincing as a reason to vote yes in favor of this proposal. If each will make no difference, you can indicate that as well. First one, this proposal will create hundreds of well-paying jobs in constructions and engineering, in addition to the thousands more permanent jobs in the hospitality industry. Paying a living wage, City of Miami residents will be given preference in hiring for these new jobs.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Adding new retail shops, restaurants, and better public access to the waterfront will make Watson Island more of an attraction for local Miami residents and families.
No difference.
Thank you. This proposal will expand the public waterfront and pedestrian promenade to provide more public access along Biscayne Bay for Miami residents to enjoy.
No difference.
Thank you. This proposal will result in less overdevelopment that voters had previously approved. This proposal will reduce the number of hotel rooms and the amount of commercial retail space to build.
Okay, so which are the ones that are not supportive?
We actually have very convincing.
Non-convincing. Non-convincing.
Okay. All right. Not convinced. Thank you. All right, next one. This proposal will result in over $1 billion in addition tax revenue entry to the City of Miami, which can be used towards important priorities like public safety, affordable housing, and preventing flooding.
No difference.
Thank you. This proposal is completely funded by private individuals, meaning that no city money will be spent on the project.
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Let me move forward now. Taking into account everything you just heard, if the election were held today, would you vote yes in favor of this referendum or vote no against this referendum?
Go.
Okay, thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting no against?
Probably voting no.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for clarification purposes only, and regardless of how you may feel today, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump, the Republican candidate, Joe Biden, the Democratic candidate, someone else?
Joe Biden.
Okay. Nobody, you said, right?
No, Joe Biden.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I have it right here. All right, perfect. If you were to label yourself, would you say you're a liberal or moderate or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have complete? Less than high school diploma, high school graduate, some college high school, college graduate with associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor four-year degree, postgraduate degree?
Postgrad.
Thank you. All right, this concludes our service. Thank you very much for your participation. I hope you have a wonderful day.
All right, thanks.
Be safe. Bye.